So what you do today as a Christian is to memorialize. That's what the mass is all about.
Exclusive.
In memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Father, this life-giving bread, this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. In memory. That's what God told. He said, this world ends. That's why the people of Israel, tomorrow they are still celebrating what? Passover. What is our Passover? The Mass. Easter. What it is to memorialize. You recall. And then you eat. That's why I'm not afraid of. I keep telling you, I'm not afraid of anything spiritual. I'm not afraid of anything. Even as a priest, if I eat in the dream, I wake up. The first thing that my mind will go to, no meet up Holy Communion the other day. I'm not afraid of anything. You shouldn't be afraid of anything. You memorialize. You eat the lamb. You eat the flesh of the lamb. Who himself said, anyone who eats my flesh, drinks my blood, lives in me, and I live in him. You just have to believe his faith. That's why all that John the Baptist needed to do was to present him, reveal him. Revelation. John was the light of Christ. As far as revelation is concerned. Revelation. He showed him. Because even Jesus himself was revealed to John. Revelation is very important. Even though John was Jesus' cousin, they were cousins. He said, I did not know him. How could you not know him? Your own cousin. They grew together probably. I'm sure they grew and played together somehow. But you will never know somebody's mission until it is what? Revealed. So John saw him as a normal cousin. John did not know. I don't know whether Elizabeth and Mary even told them the story of their conception. You know, there are some things you cannot even tell somebody. They are too heavy. Maybe he didn't tell them. But he saw him growing until John realized his own mission and went to the desert. He cut off from Jesus for a long time. Until when he now saw Jesus coming for baptism. He said, he who sent me told me. And I know why John was baptizing. Because he was told that the Messiah, when you baptize the Messiah, unlike every other person, you are going to see the Holy Spirit do what? Coming down on him. So I'm sure that's why John started baptizing. He kept baptizing until the day Jesus came. And then when Jesus was baptized, he said, I saw the Holy Spirit come down upon him. Like what? Is the Holy Spirit a dove? But did he come like a dove? What is a dove? Is that not image? Is that not image? The Holy Spirit said, I saw him descend on him like what? Like a dove. I saw a flying dove come on this guy. That's why we use images. Even the Holy Spirit made himself into the image of a dove. And then some people come and ask you, why are you having images in your church? And you are confused. When God said, don't make image, there is a reason. Don't make image to worship. The same God will tell the people of Israel to make image. The Ark of the Covenant, which is the Holy of Holies, we have image. Image of what? Cherub and seraph. The same God will make image and tell Moses, tell your people, look at this image. Anybody who is beaten shall be what? Shall be. It's what you do with image. It's not making image. So the Holy Spirit made himself an image of a dove. He said he came and remained. In other words, he came in form of a dove, landed on Jesus Christ. He didn't see the dove again. He didn't see the dove flying away. He remained. He said, he told me that is the one who is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. That's when John now got to know that this is my cousin. Maybe ordinary human being, no. Now I know him. So now I can boldly tell you, he is the Lamb of God. So my dear brothers, my dear sisters, the lamb is presented. It's not your lamb. It's not my own. What we save you and I cannot come from you and I. It came straight from God. Free. That's why salvation is what? Free. It's free, but it's not cheap, but it's free. So if anybody makes you to pay for anything that God can give before God will give it to you, say no to such thing. And salvation is the focus. The lamb who takes away the sin of the world, because there can be no salvation until the question of sin is dealt with. So salvation is the focus. Your own salvation, my own salvation. That is the ultimate reason why this Lamb is revealed. He was made manifest in order that he may, undo the works of the devil, and sin is part of it. So, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away our sin and the sin of the whole world. I pray that in addition to sin, may he take away your sorrows, may he take away your sicknesses, may he take away your disappointments, may he take away your fears and your doubts, may he take away anything that makes your life miserable within the course of this year, and may we always follow this Lamb as he leads us through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Sign up with the largest community of Catholics online. Meet new friends, chat, post pictures and videos, make and receive audios and video calls, interact with lots of priests and religious. Download the app from Google Play Store.